This is Joan Tower. I'm a living composer. I'm a woman composer. And this is my choice of significant women composers through history for International Women's Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 27th, Jennifer Higdon, the multi-Grammy Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, flautist, and longtime professor at Curtis, who had zero classical training before college, and credits becoming a musician to the local Tennessee radio station. Born in Brooklyn, New York, 1962, she spent the first 10 years of her life in Atlanta, Georgia, before the family made a leap to a 40-acre farm in the middle of nowhere in the Smoky Mountains. Her artist-painter father would have the radio on all day in his studio, usually rock and roll, reggae, but one day he switched to classical and Copland's Appalachian Spring came on while she was standing at the window and she thought, that music sounds like the mountains.
And that was a start, even though she didn't hear much more classical till she hit university and had to furiously catch up. She taught herself flute by that stage and progressed through sheer hard graft right through to Curtis, where she was made professor when she was 32. Now, with a Pulitzer for her violin concerto and four Grammys, Jennifer Higdon is one of the most performed and commissioned American composers, woman or man. Her Blue Cathedral, in memory of her brother who died, has been performed by hundreds of orchestras around the world, and she eventually did get a PhD, but still thinks of herself as a black sheep in academia, stressing that music is for everyone, and you do not have to have a PhD to understand what's happening here.
Jennifer Higdon, born 1962. I'm Joan Tower for International Women's Month in March, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.